Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are we all together? Yeah, I can hear you now. It took me a second. That's all right. I was like, I do enjoy the holiday music, though. Yes, and Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays, Happy Kwanzaa coming up next week. Okay, so we were talking about this a little bit off air, and bring me up to speed. What, there was an earthquake last night?
I guess just right now, yeah. So I'm sitting here. I get this update that says massive earthquake rocks California. And I thought, wait a second, I live in California, and I didn't feel rocked at all, so I wanted to check and see what was going on. I guess it was in a place called Ferndale, which is south of Chico, so way up in Northern California. But this was a huge earthquake, 6.4.
Oh, my goodness.
Are the early calls on that one. So crazy times, yeah. again, when you get these updates on your phone, and we're supposed to have the Shake app that's supposed to warn you when an earthquake is coming. I was thinking to myself, I'm like, how could you miss that one? But obviously a little farther away from me, but hopefully it's in a remote enough area where there isn't tons of damage, because that is a really, really good size quake.
How high does the Richter scale go? Is it 9?
I don't know I don't even know where the end is. 12, is that right? Okay, so 12 is where it goes. But to put it in perspective, the Northridge earthquake, which was probably the biggest earthquake I've ever been through, back in the 90s, was right around this, and it knocked down buildings and freeways. And it really depends on the soil in the area, and it depends mm-hmm. on how populated and how strong everything is. The great thing is that in California, as we do new building, they're retrofitted for earthquakes, but some of the old stuff is what usually gets affected. But they say it's 6.4. It struck off the coast of Northern California. It was at a depth of about 16 kilometers. And again, it makes you wonder if that triggers any kind of tsunami watch or anything like that, since it was offshore. But just a few minutes ago, we'll try to figure out what's happening.
Yeah, we'll keep up on 2:30 that.
2:30 in the morning local time. So,
my
yeah, it
goodness.
Just happened.
Well, a little bit of good news. Did you see this about the woman? We in society have so many aches and pains, and it's not just
yes.
aging. It just seems like, I don't know if it's part of our diet, part of our
inflammation,
lifestyle.
Stress.
Oh, my
sure.
goodness. So much inflammation. And it's one of those things, like for me with fibromyalgia, it's this fine line where I have to move enough and I have to eat certain things to reduce inflammation and be okay. But if I do too much, if I move too much, I exercise too much, then that sends into a fibro flare. So it's like, if I don't do enough, fibro flare. I do too much, fibro flare. And there is this woman who, she hated working out, like a lot of us do. And she took up powerlifting to combat arthritis. Totally slaying Commonwealth Games, gold medalist. She was just trying to take better care of herself. And all of a sudden, she's this medal-winning world powerlifting champion.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. Now, does it hurt her or has it helped? I mean, is she okay? I know she's a champion.
Yes,
it's
actually been
arthritis?
Helping her. She says she's 58 years old. Her name's Kelly Clark. She says she feels like she's more fit than she was in her 20s. She has osteoarthritis. She had obesity, which worsened her condition. She had severe joint inflammation. Her doctors prescribed her on this cocktail of drugs. And she first started visiting doctors when the pain was just so severe that she couldn't even shut the trunk of her car at 49.
Wow.
And then a few years later, she has lost a third of her body weight. She has been able to get off all of her medications. She said that in 2017 she started volunteering as a referee at a Special Olympics event. When that's when she decided, like, hey, I kind of want to try this out. And then by 2019, she qualified to compete in the World Powerlifting Champions. And this was 14, Great Britain. And then she went on to the World Bench Press Championships in 2021. And she said she's been hooked. And she has physically never felt better.
Wow. That's good for her. That's amazing. And you know what they always, I think a lot of women shy away from weightlifting. They shy away from doing powerlifting and such because they think it's going to bulk them up or we're afraid to be bigger rather than smaller. But gosh, when you do that, it's incredibly powerful. And mm-hmm. I mean, I don't say like go out there and, you know, become the next roid raging like Hulkamaniac or something, but God, it's good for you. So good for her.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that there's less of a stigma around actual size of people and more about how healthy you are.
Yes.
Because when we look at the number on the scale, we all know by now, I feel like muscle weighs more than fat. And a lot of times people think, well, I weigh this much, but what if that's solid muscle? And
right.
it's one of those things. Like, how healthy are you between the patient and the doctor?
There you go. And obviously she's doing it and she feels better. Good for her.
Yeah. All right. Here's something that terrifies me because I am not a good flyer. Did you see the Hawaiian flight? Hawaiian Airlines?
I can't even, you know, I just went to Hawaii in October, I think I was there and for the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. And holy smokes, you get on those Hawaiian airline planes. They're very mm-hmm. nice. They're huge, huge planes. They're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They're 8 people across in coach. And there's many, many, many rows. And you see the pictures of this that were incredible. The people, first of all, that were filming when this happened, unbelievable. But mm-hmm. the ceiling was cracked. And what cracked it? Was it somebody's head? Was it a drink cart that hit the ceiling? I mean, there were cracks in the mm-hmm. ceiling by the lights. It's just, wow.
And this turbulence, they were coming in, what was it, about like 30 minutes from landing in Honolulu. And they weren't experiencing, or they weren't expecting turbulence. So it's not like the seatbelt sign was on or anything. There were people who were unbuckled and moving around the cabin, just such severe turbulence that people weren't flying. 36 people were injured, 11 seriously, including a 14-month-old baby.
Oh.
And I'm sure that's a 14-month-old baby. Not many people travel with their car seats and actually buckle the car seat into the airplane seat.
The
it's a lap baby. You're holding the baby, yes.
Yeah.
And I don't know if anybody would be able to hold on in that severe of turbulence.
Well, my dad tells a story. I think he was going to Texas. There was a cable show or something. I wasn't on the trip with him at that point, but he had two of our marketing people with him. This was years ago. And these pockets, when they don't know they're coming, are the ones that are the scariest. He said he was there sitting down. He was holding his drink in his hand. And then he said it was like someone hit him like in the back of the head and knocked his drink out of his hand. And he was like looking around and he sees his drink like hit the ceiling and everything's dripping down. Everybody's wet on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a pocket of turbulence. But he said it happened so fast. You didn't even you had no time to hold on to anything. It just came out of nowhere. And he was traveling. He's a pretty good flyer, but one of the people he was with that used to work for us, she was like a white knuckler. I think that might have done her in for... We may have lost her in Texas. I'm not sure she even wanted to come back after that.
100%. I would have gone and rented a car and been like, I'm driving the rest of the way, not doing this.
It's a good reminder, though. I don't know about you, but like the most vulnerable I feel is when gross. God forbid you have to get up and go to the bathroom on a flight. You're already in like a really teeny tiny space. You know how dirty it is in there because mm-hmm. people are disgusting. And the fact that you have to like grip, I always get really nervous. I'm like, what if I'm in here and something like that happens?
I think about that too. Yes. The only thing worse than that is the walk back to your seat because you feel like, okay, I'm almost done. I'm almost back in my seat. I can buckle in. And I always think, what if I hit turbulence while I'm walking and I end up in somebody's lap?
Exactly. I'd rather be in someone's lap than head on the ceiling, though. Holy smokes.
Oh, true.
Ugh.
True. Oh, my goodness. So, so very scary. And then Elon Musk, speaking of planes, no, he's not a plane guy, Tesla, but the the rocket.
He's got a spacecraft, yeah.
He's got a spacecraft. That's flying. He is in the news for so many things. You have that student who's been tracking Elon's private jet. And Elon said that he's considering legal action, and the student's calling his bluff. He created this program for a school project that tracks private jets of celebrities, and he has his own Twitter account. He has a Elon Musk jet Twitter account, and he talks about the whereabouts. Elon said at first when he started taking over Twitter that he wasn't going to ban people for what he deemed absurd things, including, and he even name dropped this person, including Jack Sweeney, who is following his private plane. But now he changed his tune. He's blocked all of his, or he's banned all of those accounts because he says it's an invasion of privacy, puts his children at danger. But he also put up a poll asking, should he ban these people for doxing, they call it, or should he let it be? And the latest poll is whether or not Elon should even back out of being CEO. And according to Twitter, everyone's like, well, not everyone, but 57% is like, yes, step down.
So I heard that it was actually the people, like the stockholders at Tesla, that want him to back out because they feel like he's kind of like a wild card with all of this. I don't know. I'm all for Elon Musk staying at Twitter. I feel like things have freed up. I think it's more of a free space than it was before. I'd like to see him continue to be in charge. Look, as someone who considers themselves to be conservative, and I will tweet in such a manner from time to time, I know I was shadow banned. I was losing followers like crazy. I had people wouldn't see my tweets. Now, I think since Elon Musk took over, I think I gained about probably 2,000 followers, maybe more than
that. And that makes sense. I think he's kind of a loose cannon, and he's entertaining to see his tweets and everything. But I've been enjoying watching him do what he's doing with Twitter. But also, I kind of feel like he was already on his way out because he's followed through with anything he's put on the polls.
I know.
And I don't see him doing something like this if he wasn't planning or ready to walk away.
Yeah, he's not a dope. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if he actually does or what the timing's like.
Yeah. Oh, that'll be interesting. We'll weigh in on Facebook and Instagram, Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air. We have more Good Day coming up. It's Jay Kirshner, Jen Horn on Doug Steffens' Good Day.
Paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch gave your work truck a boo-boo? Yeah. Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions. Total claims not available in all states or situations.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck. It was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So talented through and through.
All the way.
My goodness. Doug Steffens, good day. I'm Jay Kirshner, Jen Horn. We have Jane Fonda, who received one of the best birthday gifts ever, and Robert De Niro has a run-in with a real-life Grinch. We're going to discuss that coming up on Doug Steffens, good day.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? MyPillow has given the same attention they've given to their pillows to the new Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, made in America. The weave gives them a fabulous finish. Have you sleeping like a dream? Available in lots of different colors and sizes. It's all machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, for people listening to the Doug Steffens Good Day program, you get a special bed sheet sale. Giza Sheets, $29.99. That's 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Sleep better with MyPillow.com by using the DS code. MyPillow.com for the Giza Sheets special.
Bells will be ringing.
Great news for Jane Fonda. Her cancer is in remission.
That's great news.
I know. That's possibly the best 85th birthday gift she probably could have received. She turns 85 on the 21st, and she posted to her social media that just the other week, her oncologist said that her cancer is in remission and she can discontinue chemo. She is a cancer survivor. This is her third bout with a third type of cancer.
It's not easy. I watched my grandmother, my step-grandmother go through this, and she had from one cancer to another. It was it was breast twice, and then it was lung, and then it was liver, and then it was brain, and it's so horrific for people who suffer. And I've got a friend who's going through it right now who seems to be losing in his fight against stomach cancer, and it's just, the fact that you can get off the chemo, which in many cases makes you sicker than the cancer itself, I think at 85 years old, when you're looking for quality of life, that's the best Christmas gift she could get, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. And she really, she just wants to feel better so she can go and continue her duty as an activist. Like, this woman is amazing. She was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma. She announced that in September. She had breast cancer, which she beat in 2010. In 2018, she had a cancerous growth removed from her lower lip. And I had a friend years and years and years ago, and we were talking about cancer. She had cancer, and it was one of those kinds that would go in remission and then pop back up. And then she started hating the word remission because she felt like she was just on a break. She always knew it would come back.
Right.
And yes, she always knew it was going to come back again, but she was going to value the time when she was on the break. And that, it's one of those things. My best friends, well, my aunt passed earlier this year, and she had been fighting it for quite some time, and it was spreading to everything. My best friend, her brother, started having some issues where he, you know, the pins and needles feelings in your limbs,
yes,
when they kind of go to sleep. He started having that, and they were
the
trying
neuropathy
to figure out where it was stemming from, and they found out that there was this mass in his brain, and it's almost taking up the whole one side of his brain, infiltrated it, and then they recently found out it's cancerous, and they can't even really do anything about it because
Wow. It's
in there.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness. We don't want to miss out on the Robert De Niro story because we promised that. He had an intruder trying to take away the presents from under the tree. He came down and found them.
Good for him. Did he get them out?
Could you imagine? I wonder if this intruder knew that it was even Robert De Niro's house.
De Niro's
like,
house.
Still
wrong
presents
place,
and all
baby.
Of a sudden, yeah, Bobby D comes walking in. Oh, my goodness. More coming up on Doug Stevens' Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, talking and listening, hugging and kissing are wonderful methods of communication. But you and your pet, let's face it, don't live on a desert island. There are plenty of other people, not to mention sights, sounds, experiences, and smells that are unfamiliar and could potentially be frightening to your dog or even your cat. You know, it's really important to socialize your pets. Whether or not you live in a city, for example, you live in a suburb, sooner or later, your pet may have to go to the city, get them used to the sounds. If you live near a firehouse, they have to get used to the sounds of the siren. You know, the most important thing besides educating your pet is spending time socializing your pet to the neighborhood and all the different sounds and smells, other dogs and people walking by. Very often I'm called in when a dog moves from the suburbs to the city because he can't deal with that change. Well, if you gradually introduce your dog to it, he'll be absolutely fine. The same thing holds true if you're having a baby. Socialize the dog to the sounds of a new baby before the baby comes. This way, if you spend the time socializing your pet, it'll make it a lot easier for him to understand what's going on. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Shrinkflation was bad enough. Now skimpflation? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. As the cereal box got thinner, Merriam-Webster Dictionary added the word shrinkflation. But at least you can see it by looking at unit price. Now an invisible ripoff. Skimpflation. When Smart Balance Spread reduced the share of vegetable oil by 40%, one customer complained that it spits all over when frying an egg and doesn't melt on toast. Maker ConAgra quickly, quote, heard the feedback and decided to return to previous recipes. So it pays to squawk if, for instance, that 1,000-sheet roll of Scott toilet paper feels thinner. One shopper who weighed it and found it 20% lighter posted that quality has gone down the toilet. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. An Arizona judge ruled that 2 out of 10 claims solicited by former Republican gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake challenging Democrat Governor-elect Katie Hobbs' election victory can go to trial. Maricopa County Superior Judge Peter Thompson ruled the claims that can go to trial involve printers malfunctioning on Election Day and ballot chain of custody. Kurt Olson on Fox 10 Phoenix is Ms. Lake's attorney.
It should proceed to trial. The people should get to see. This is about restoring trust in our election system.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried is closer to being transferred to the United States custody and faced criminal charges related to the cryptocurrency exchange's collapse. Mr. Bankman-Fried's lawyers hope to have a new hearing on the matter as early as Tuesday. Be aware the cold weather is going to be hindering travel this holiday weekend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Be careful, we've been in this place for a while, Jay. Doug Steffens, good day. Doug is out today.
I'm Jay Kirscher, and we have our favorite human being on the planet, Jennifer Horn.
Watch out for the lightning.
I will stay far from you. Are you an E.T. fan, Jen?
I'm sorry, a what fan?
An like E.T.? Fan, the movie?
Oh, like
yeah, like...
Oh, it was the first movie I ever saw when I was a kid, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I did get a little creeped out, though. You know, I had friends who thought E.T. was so cute and wonderful. Like, if E.T. came up to me on the street when I was a child, I would have run the other way. Like, he was creepy.
Mm-hmm.
But I did love the movie, and I cried my eyes out. And, fun fact, the movie was actually filmed right by my house, like on the street behind my house. So the house with the big boulder in the front yard, that's mm-hmm. still there. The area where he was, like, dying, that was a wash that they used right behind my mom's house. So it's kind of fun that I have this connection. That was, like, part of the Gen Tour. Like, when I'd have my friends over to come to my house, mm-hmm. I'd always have to take them to E.T.'s house.
So wait, when you first saw this movie, were you,
tiny.
Did you know it was fake? Or were you kind of, like, walking the streets worried of actually seeing E.T.?
You know, knowing me, I was probably walking the streets afraid because I was such a little scaredy cat. But no, I think I knew it was fake. I just remember, like, if somebody got me an E.T. toy once, and it had, like, the little glowing heart and everything, and I remember going, that needs to sit behind my Cabbage Patch Kids. Like, he was just a little, you know, I didn't like him looking at me at night. Probably scared me a little bit.
Yeah.
How about you? Did you love
row.
It? Yeah. Did you love E.T.?
I don't know when I saw it, when I finally started liking it. When I was little, I was terrified of it. Yeah. I was like, there's this alien, and people are just okay with it. Everybody thought it was so cute, and I'm like, this thing is so scary.
It's like a little reptile.
I don't really paying
guy.
Much attention to the movie because I was so afraid of it, and I don't know when I finally went back and watched it again. I was like, oh, it's not a horror film?
I know.
My bad. Well, E.T., like pretty much the E.T., one of the coolest pieces of the whole memorabilia from the collection, went for auction $2.5 million. And this is that like mechatronic model that was used to bring E.T. into his life. This was essentially, this is E.T.
So $2.5 million. I mean, that's a lot. But that's a huge piece of memorabilia to own, like,
I know.
The
I kind of feel like it would have... I would... If I had to guess how much it went for, I probably would have said upwards of $7 million.
Yeah, for
just
sure.
Because this is pretty... Essentially, like we said, the E.T. And then the BMX bike that was used by Robert Cardoza, the stunt double, for all of those legendary bike rides, that one went for a little over $115,000.
Wow. That's
which ended up being three times more than the organizers expected. Which,
yeah.
Again, I still feel like it's not
kind of
that
a deal.
Much for... Yeah. Like, E.T. is one of those films where you have the big following, but you have people who are diehards for it. Like, oh, what's the other one I'm thinking of? Back to the Future. Where if somebody has enough money, they are going to pay an epic amount for any of the memorabilia. And it just seems like these are kind of low price tags for it.
Do you are you a memorabilia person?
I am not.
I'm not either. I know a lot of people, especially I think men are more likely to be about the memorabilia. Like they love to have the signed things or the, you know, whatever it is. Even autographs, like I would rather have it burned into my head, me meeting someone that I really love, than having just a signature on a piece of paper. Because...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, what is that worth? I would rather have, like, some sort of interaction, I guess, with somebody rather than just a name on a piece of paper. Or, yeah, I mean, a baseball card is kind of fun. They're like little moments in time. As a kid, I used to collect those. But I don't know. I don't know if I'm much into that memorabilia because there are people who have rooms and rooms and rooms of stuff.
Well, and when you think about it, I wonder if that's just changing of the times, because now we have cameras attached to our hands,
that's
essentially,
true.
And we can take pictures with people, we can, like, post those selfies on Instagram, and they live on forever, where before, the only thing you really could do was get an autograph. And
I
remember
your
going
dad
to
and my dad
autograph books.
I know. People would walk around with autograph books. You're right about that. I feel like your dad and my dad have memorabilia. Doug probably has memorabilia. So maybe it is more of a generational thing. I don't know. It just says it never was like that important for me to have someone's signature. I always just wanted to remember the moment and kind of tell, you know, for me, it's always like when you meet somebody that you really like, a celebrity or something like that, to know if they're, like, the good people that you hope they are or if they have, like, the attitude is also really important for me.
Well, I have a lot of... Go ahead.
Oh, the most disappointing people that I think I found are the ones that are, like, stand-up comedians. Like, you always expect them to be, like, so fun, and a lot of times they're just so dark and withdrawn, and it's like, oh, bummer for you. This is not what you expected.
Well, and I have a lot of respect for celebrities who put it out there ahead of time of I don't do autographs and I don't do selfies. If you see me out and I'm not eating or I'm in the middle of a conversation, if you think it's a good opportunity to come say hi. By all means, I'll shake your hand. I would love to meet you, but not for the sense of getting an autograph, because a lot of people now think it's weird. They don't want to just give some random person their signature. And also, like, who was it? Oh, my goodness, I'm totally blanking on his real name. Chris, one of the Chris's in the Marvel Universe. Married to Captain Schwarzenegger. Why can't I remember his name? Not
Pratt.
Yes, Chris Pratt. Yes, he's been very open about the fact of he does not want to do signatures. He does not want to do selfies. And he says in large part the whole picture thing is because you're not actually taking in the moment. You're waiting. You're in the moment waiting to brag about the moment later. And you're not actually paying attention and having a conversation and a real connection with this human being who is in front of you. Rather, it's just, can I take this picture? And then it's like, as soon as you get the phone back, you look at the picture and you're like, okay, thanks, bye, and like walk
away.
Yeah,
gone.
Yeah, it's like, you have to feel really used, and a lot of times actors, very sensitive anyway. Let's be real.
They already have the actor chip on their shoulder, so yeah.
Yes, exactly. Oh, my goodness. There's another person Amy. Why? I am blanking on everybody's name. Not Amy Poehler. Amy and Schumer. She's
oh,
been
that's
a big
right.
One
she said no selfies. I remember that. It was kind of a controversy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know,
but again,
I
know what you're getting into with them because they say it ahead of time rather
policy.
Than just randomly seeing somebody going up to them, getting the courage to go up to them, and then they're like, no selfies, no autographs, and you're kind of like, wait, what? Please?
Not that I get asked like they do, but like when I go to station events or something like that and somebody says, oh, I'd really want to take a picture. Will you sign this for my daughter? Look, different folks, different strokes. You want to, if autographs and selfies are your thing, that's fantastic. They just, I feel like for me, it's more clutter and I'd rather remember the feeling because that's just who I am. I'm more of an emoter than I am like having stuff, you know? So, people just want proof that they did something. And so if that makes people happy, I don't know. I feel like so much of the time, yes, celebrities having policies and making it well known, that's great. But also, they're celebrities because people care about them and want to consume their products.
And like their works. Exactly.
Well, you know,
that would be difficult for you to say no if you were at an event.
I never say no.
Essentially, all of those events are unofficial meet and greets.
I say yes to everything.
Yeah.
It's my policy and also my New Year's resolution to work on.
We're going to practice saying no. Oh,
that's
no
right.
Is my favorite word and sentence.
We need some boundaries around here. But yeah, no, it's like the honor of my life when someone says, hey, would you sign this or would you? I mean, come on, that means somebody cares enough about who you are or what you say to want to have something. So by all means, I'll just keep my space a little clearer.
Oh, well, speaking of space, there's a college student who was studying abroad in France, apparently needed some space. And went missing. Like, have you seen this about this?
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, he's been reunited with his family.
Yeah.
22-year-old Kenny Dillon Jr., he apparently always checked in with his family, and then he just didn't check in. The parents were wondering what was going on. They reached out to the host family. The host family was like, he left on this day, that he left on his own accord, and he left the residence voluntarily, all of that. They got the police involved, and they were talking to news outlets. The dad was talking to CNN, and in the middle of a conversation, in the middle of an interview, he's like, I have to go, and hangs up. And then it's because he received a call from his son, and it turns out his son was in Spain. No idea why he went missing, what he was doing, but it seems like there was no foul play. He just went off and did his own thing. And because he was even like, you need to stop talking to news outlets. Like, what are you doing?
How rude. If you're in another country and your parents are there, and I bet you footing the bill for your little exploration for yourself, you better check in with them. I don't know. I don't know how anybody does this to their parents, especially after those Idaho murders
yes.
and stuff. With those college girls that just get killed, and then all of a sudden you take off and worry the heck out of your parents in another country.
Especially when it's out of character. Like,
yeah,
it's
and especially
one thing
when
you just never check in, and this is typical of, like, I haven't talked to my child in a couple of days, or, wait, I wonder what they're doing. Okay, now I can't get a hold of them. But when you check in regularly, and all of a sudden character breaks, and you are no longer checking in, red flags will go up immediately. And a lot of times, that's how a parent knows. Like, it's a good thing because that's how a parent might know that something's wrong. They didn't check in, and that's not like them. Okay, I need to jump to trying to locate where they are. And 9 times out of 10, when that happens, it's because something bad did happen.
Yeah. I mean, they called in members of Congress. The mother goes over there to try to find him. It's just incredibly rude and thoughtless if he did this on purpose or tried to get a scare out of them. Or who knows what his motivation was. But not cool at all. Those poor people
yeah.
must have been freaking out.
Or even if there was no motivation, it was just went out having fun, lost track of time. I have
no
idea. Yeah, 2 weeks.
Like, I've had fun. I've never had that much fun.
Oh, my goodness. Like, they even had to ping his phone to try to figure out where he was. They found out that it was pinged at a French train station. He was made purchases at sporting goods stores. Like, oh, my goodness. He's 22, so it's like, how do you ground a 22-year-old? But then again, maybe
take away
his we're still putting a bill. I can still ground you.
That's right. I can take away your credit cards, at least. You'll have to go scare me on your own dime instead of using my money to do
yes.
it.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Ugh, I could not imagine that. And that's one of those things that I never understood until I became a parent, when my parents would be like, well, no matter how old you get, you're always my baby, you're always my child, blah, 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 blah. And it's my son's only 2. But I'm like, you're going to be 32, and I'm still going to be like, nosy kisses. Tell me where
you are.
You
still have one of those
yeah.
leashes that people take to the mall.
mm-hmm.
Yeah, 100%. I don't know. Anybody that I know that I'm, like, tracking around, like, my parents or whoever, I'm always worried. Like, if they're not where they're supposed to be at a certain time, I mean, we're all in this together. And there's a lot of bad people out there. So everybody needs to kind of, like, just do the right thing and check in.
And not only that, but accidents happen. People fall down the stairs. If I can't get a hold of my mom, because my mom is always available to me. And, like, anytime I call her, she will call me. If she's not available, she will call me back within 2 to 5 minutes.
Right.
And if there's a time when she just, her phone's under papers or something and I can't get a hold of her, I would call family members who lived nearby. And I'm like, go find my mom. Check if my mom's okay. And there have been times where people have shown up at the house. And she's like, what are you doing?
Give
me space. Oh, my goodness. More coming up on Doug Steffens' Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Jen Horn.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy! No. Yeah, we really lost a stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive coverage. At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
User and paid testimonialist.
Hi, I'm Steve, and I live in Austin, Texas. I work as a personal assistant to the owner of a large
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Santa Claus!
Holy crap, Chris!
Ho, 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 ho!
Doug Steffens, good day! And this is going to be the soundtrack to all of our nightmares tonight, apparently.
Can you hear him? Ho, ho, ho!
My goodness, who is this again? I'm listening to it. Who is this again? Okay. I like the Black Sabbath Iron Man one. A little bit better. My goodness. Okay, well, let's get into food, farm, and family. I'm not a farmer. Doug Steffen is. You can check out his eastleaffarms.com. Get more information on that. And Doug also has a farming podcast, The American Family Farmer. You can get more information on AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, DougSteffen.com, and, of course, our website, GoodDayShow.com. It's kind of a one-stop shop. If you go to GoodDayShow.com, you can browse around the website and find access to all of Doug's other shows, American Family Farmer, Good Day Health, all of that good stuff, and catch up on the podcast. Now, I am going to discuss a little bit of farm news. Doug is out today. I'm Jay Kirshner. There is a shortage of vets to treat farm animals, and a lot of farmers and members of the U.S. Department of Agriculture say that the pandemic pets are partly to blame. Now, the rural veterinarians, the kind who specialize in care for animals like cows and pigs and sheep. Now, the problem is at an all-time high with so many counties across so many states, so many farms. The critical shortage this year, farmers are losing animals because there's just nobody to come to the farm to save them. Either the rural veterinarians live too far away, and by the time they can get out there, it's oftentimes too late. There's just not that many. There are counties in states that don't even have access to large animal veterinarians, which is such a shame. And the shortage is pretty much mirrored by a growth in the number of veterinarians that Americans are much more familiar with, like the ones we take our fur babies to, our pets. Well, since the early 2000s, more veterinarians have chosen the better pay option and the more reasonable work hours that go along with a practice, such as the vets for cats and dogs and all of that stuff. And they focus primarily or even exclusively on the quote-unquote companion animals. And with the COVID-19 pandemic-driven spike in pet ownership, the demand is there. The salaries are there. The companion animal veterinarians have increased rapidly, and a lot of the students who are going to school to become a veterinarian, this is the route that they're actually choosing. Now, some farmers and the AVMA warn that without enough vets on the front line, the food supply chain is vulnerable, and even more so vulnerable to diseases such as foot and mouth disease, the swine flu. That's a lot. Also, in the food news portion, a couple recalls, and one is pet-related. There's a cat food recall due to salmonella contamination, which is part of Texas Pets. Now, no reported illnesses have been confirmed in humans or cats as the recall. It happened on December 16th. That's when it was sent out. The recalled cat food was only distributed to select retail stores in Texas, and all recalled products, they have been removed to stores. It's Texas Pets, H-E-B, Texas Pets Indoor Complete Dry Cat Food. If you have that, do not throw it away. Take it back. Get your money back. Recall for humans, since this one's in Wisconsin, a sausage shop recalls ham, bacon, and pork products. I feel like this is the second time this year that this has happened. Johnson's Sausage Shop in Rio is recalling 9 packaged meats. The packaged products sold at stores and farmers markets in Wisconsin. Now, the thing is, what is showing is that the food may be adulterated, meaning that it may be contaminated with something or doesn't meet legal standards, but not much more information has been given with this. It could result in serious health consequences. Again, no illnesses have been reported by customers, but if you have these meats, if you are in Wisconsin or somebody sent you a care package from Wisconsin and it contains these meats, take them back, get your money back. That's always, if you read any of these articles, it's always like, throw it away, do not eat it. As you've heard Doug say, do not throw it away, take it back, get your money back. The problem was actually discovered during a routine inspection by the state. So there's that. I feel like there really have been so many food recalls this year, more so than normal, and it's like across the board. You have the meats, the produce, the frozen food. So it makes you wonder, what is safe? Is anything safe? And I know we typically think of farmers markets as a summertime thing, but there are a lot of places that have year-round farmers markets. So check it out in your local neighborhood. Doug Steffen's Good Day Show. I'm Jay Kirshner.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.